Today is Thursday, August 21st, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Senior Citizens Day. I wonder if Joe Batanz is celebrating that with the senior citizens in his memory care unit that he works for. It's also National Spumoni Day, which is some kind of multi-flavored ice cream. It's Brazilian Blowout Day, and as far as I can tell, that's just blow-drying your hair. Can I just have an aside here for a moment? First of all, one of the reasons that I like to do these national days is because it gives me something to talk about. And it brings up stories in my mind, and it makes me think of things that I can regale all of my listeners with. So what that makes me think of is blow drying my hair. And I do blow dry my hair. I've never been one of those guys that could do a from wet hairstyle. I've never had it short enough. And gosh, this is not popper throat, as Big Fatty says, but I have a little bit of phlegm in my throat. And so anyway, but I have to blow it. My hair is really fine. It doesn't style very easily. When it's wet, it's not very thick at all. So I have to dry it. Oh my goodness, I do not want to stop and have to edit this. So sorry, folks. I'm putting an M in. Maybe that will help. But anyway, all of this to say that recently, when I get out of the shower and I'm cold, I'm getting older, as we know, and one of the things that's happened is I cannot see my cell phone. Unless I put on my reading glasses. I refuse to put on some kind of like accessibility, you know, better, you know, larger text. Even when I'm watching YouTube and stuff like that, everything looks blurry when it's close to my face. And when I'm in bed and I'm watching YouTube, I have to like, you know, practically lay on the other side of the bed from my phone to see what's going on. But the other thing that has started happening is I'm getting cold inside the house. Especially if the air conditioner is blowing on me. And, you know, it's in the 90s here. And we have the air conditioning on. So I'm cold all the time. So I get out of the shower. And it's in the morning. And of course I'm cold. And I have started blow drying my body. Well, this is a thing, and I may have mentioned this before, but the only people I have ever seen blow drying their body is old men in their, I don't know, we'll say 80s to make it far away from anybody I know. But young men or old men in their 80s at a gym, in the gym locker room, they're standing there, and usually the outlets are next to the mirrors and the sinks. So you have a completely naked old man blow drying his balls, basically. And I always thought, I just use a towel. Is that an old man thing? Or like, what is it? But I have found myself starting to use a blow dryer, and it feels great because you feel drier. And you don't feel like your clothes are sticking to you. And, you know, like when you start putting your clothes on, because you can only get so dry, I find, with the towel. I do reuse towels, so maybe the towel is not completely dry from the day before. So that might be a problem. Like the first time you use a towel, maybe, you know, maybe it's fine. I don't know how interesting this is to anyone, but is it an old man thing to dry yourself with a blow dryer? Just a question. Tony in Illinois, I mentioned this on yesterday's show, but I want to give you full airtime, Tony. I want to read the whole text message. I didn't want you to think that I'd forgotten about you. But Tony in Illinois says, hey, when is your birthday? Is it the 14th or the 15th? Neither. It's the 17th. I don't remember. Well, yeah, you don't remember. It's the 17th. Anyways, happy birthday, because mine is September 15th. Tony, I probably won't remember that, but I'll, because my show, I don't know if you listen to Big Fatty Online, but Big Fatty Online has a segment every day where he reads the birthdays and anniversaries. And he must write them in a calendar or something like that. And he must like keep the calendar next to him. Maybe he puts it in his computer. I don't know. But I don't do that. And if I started doing it, it would become a thing that I would have to do. And that would be another bit that I'm, you know, stealing from Big Fatty. And we don't want that. We don't want me to steal bits from Big Fatty. So I probably won't remember. Happy birthday in advance. But maybe Big Fatty has your birthday in his calendar. And maybe he will wish you a happy birthday on the 15th. Probably so, if I had to guess. But thanks for the message. As I said, my birthday was relaxing. I was sad. I don't know exactly why I was sad, other than maybe, you know, my partner is out of the country now for the next month, and I am just flailing around, doing the best that I can. You really get used to having someone else around. And Sydney is not the most cuddly dog. So she has been following me around even more than usual. I mean, she follows me around. She's one of those dogs that follows one of us around. But when there are two of us here, sometimes she's following Mark, sometimes she's following me. So I don't feel like I'm always, you know, every time I want to sit down to take a poop, or let's say I want to take care of myself, you know, I don't really want the dog in the room, but she follows me everywhere. I mean, when Mark and I have what we call boyfie time, she leaves us alone, but she's in the room. But our bed is pretty high, so we can't see her from the bed. And she doesn't bark or like scratch on the bed or anything like that. But she's so used to sleeping with us that if we put her in a different room, like locked her out of the room, she would scratch on the door, because she's spoiled like that. She's used to having free reign of the entire house. So that's been a little, you know, she's been following me everywhere. But in bed, like when I want to cuddle or something, she wants to get down all the way at the end of the bed, completely away from me. I'm laying on the couch at night watching TV and she's, you know, 10 feet away laying on the floor. And she is laying under my feet right now, so she's pretty close right now, but yeah. So what have I been doing? Well, Sunday was just Mark getting ready, me moping around on the couch because I was in a bad mood, and trying to act like I wasn't in a bad mood because, you know, didn't want to make Mark feel bad. It was my birthday, but, you know, what you gonna do? And at some point this weekend, we hung out with my parents, but I guess I talked about that already. No, we didn't. We didn't. So anyway, did all that. And then this week has just been kind of a normal week. I've been, you know, I've been sad. I've been sad every morning. So I got a new medicine that I, you know, it's really, like I said, for anxiety attacks, panic attacks, stuff like that. But I just started taking it every morning and it's helping. I'm probably not going to take it on the weekend because it's, I think it's an addictive thing, and I don't know. I don't want to get addicted to anything. So maybe, you know, I'll just make sure like 2 days a week I'm not taking it. At least until I can get my feelings of anxiety and sadness under control for this job. And then Monday night, just more of Mark packing, and we just kind of watched reality TV, Wheel of Fortune and stuff like that, because I don't know what we're going to do about Big Brother, because he's not going to have Big Brother in the Philippines. And so either I stop watching it and wait till he gets back, but if I do that, I'll have to stop listening to Big Fatty online. Otherwise, I'll know what happens. So I haven't really decided what I'm going to do there. But anyway, he packed. I think I picked up food, but I'm not sure. And then I weighed myself on one day this week. I weighed myself because I was just feeling extra light. And I have lost another pound and a half. Woo! I'm going to try to keep losing weight while he's gone. Maybe when he sees me, he'll be like, "Boyfie, you've lost weight." Probably not. I probably won't succeed, but I've lost another pound and a half. There it is. I cooked myself dinner last night. I had spaghetti. I didn't do the dishes, but I did the dishes today. So the dishes are done. I don't know what I'm going to have for dinner tonight. I'm not sure. But I'm going to cook something. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.